Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Show me sperm!
That was Todd trying out for the host of
Family Feud.
Family Feud, right? Family Feud. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they said you're no Steve Harvey. Yeah.
Show me sperm!
Ding! Nobody picks sperm.
You ain't as funny as that Steve Harvey guy.
Craig
Your
Peters
bewildered
is
faces aren't as good.
Craig Peters is funny. Going to phone the program later on this morning, about an hour from
now.
Yeah,
I couldn't make enough funny faces. That's how you react to all those. You don't say anything.
No, you just go, did you say that? Crazy.
Wasn't Louis before him?
Yeah, Louis,
yes.
Louis did it for a while.
He had that for a long time,
yeah,
didn't
he? Yeah, he did.
We had the making faces hasn't benefited you over there these decades on radio.
No, not at all. No,
been
practice.
Overlooked the whole time.
Yep.
Was on this date in 1875. You might remember where you were when the electric dental drill was patented.
God, how much did that hurt?
George Green of
In 1875. How bad did that hurt?
You're the first person.
Oh,
to
I'm
use
sure
that
George
on.
Green was fine. It was the people he was working on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the guy that did it had fun.
So before that, was it like the hand crank drill like they had for the wood?
I don't know, man.
Probably.
Yanked them. I don't think there was Novocaine much back then.
The first electric drill might have been a godsend after
What'd
that.
What did they use for anesthetic back then? Whiskey?
Chloroform.
And a bullet?
just a bullet.
You bite on the bullet, but you get open your mouth with the dentist, right? I don't know. I'm sure there's a whole history of old dentistry you can go down and just see that. Brutal stuff.
It's terrifying.
I know.
Oh, it's a mass full of ether probably.
Right.
Put you out that way.
That doesn't sound too bad.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Well, you want that guy to show up at your house with the chloroform and put you down.
Yeah, that's twice this week. Todd's been
put me out.
Jonesing for the inhalants.
Put me out.
Looking to branch out these this week.
I don't know how they were with anesthesia then.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But they probably had to do something.
Shortly after the Civil War.
No more pain.
1875. They cut people's legs off in the battlefield.
But they had something, right. Didn't they? They had some crude form of it.
There's a cabin at Gettysburg that was a field hospital during the battle. And they talk about it. When you go there, the guy talks about it, and he says... They show the one window, this like small cabin. He goes, "This is the window they threw all the legs out and the arms out when they were cutting off arms and legs in
the
hospital."
The cabin's still there.
Yeah, the cabin's still there.
That place is haunted.
Haunted. Yeah. And they said there was just a pile of legs and arms out of this thing every couple of days.
And you can help yourself to the pile of arms and legs as a souvenir.
No, they're not there.
Yeah,
the bones are gone.
Anybody want a big keychain?
Yeah.
Can you give me one from a rib?
Yeah, you were right, Todd. Ether.
Yeah.
Late 1800s, ether.
Yeah. What'd they do before that? Just knock people out? Just punch them in the face?
I don't know, man.
Whiskey.
Yeah.
Whiskey, but even then, that's yeah.
Whiskey and a stick.
Right.
According to Wikipedia.
That's my plans for tonight.
Around 1860, a guy named Albert Nieman isolated cocaine.
Yeah.
For use as a local anesthetic.
Running all around my brain.
And after that, it wasn't just local. It was global.
Right.
And it was not an anesthetic.
Rubbing your gums and numbing up a little bit there. Still, it's going to hurt, though. Because the reason Novocaine and stuff works nowadays, it gets to the root. you know, you might be numb, but the root is still going to feel the pain.
Oh, it looks like in the 1700s they figured out the nitrous.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. What I'm seeing here.
Oh, there you go. Talk really.
Still a treat today.
That's something I would like to do that I never have. Yeah.
Haven't you?
No.
Neither
have
I. Yeah.
No, I don't think I ever had nitrous.
Like, let's get a tank wheeled in here.
Never done a whip it?
No, we tried to do that. We were warned against it.
I suppose, yeah.
You done a whip it?
Well, isn't that the old studio?
It's just a quick head.
Maybe
buzz.
Rules are different here.
We make our own rules.
And then, and really, nobody's here early.
Right. And they regulate the nitrous they give you at the dentist, so you kind of maintain your high.
Yeah.
And if they do it just right, it feels like you're floating.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, yeah, the next time you go to the dentist, just give me gas. I need gas.
And take a driver.
We're just cleaning your teeth, you pussy.
You don't even need that. That's even better. Lobby for 20 minutes after that, if that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
They just give you a hit while you're waiting.
Right. There you go. That's a fake. Craig, that made, would be Craig nice. Made a face there. Yeah.
You could just drop
for you
in
people
for
listening
a
on the radio.
Shot of nitrous. Or get your teeth cleaned every week.
Yeah, the only time I've had major dental things done was my wisdom teeth, and they just, that was.
Novocaine, right?
Well, no, they just knocked me out.
Oh,
I was,
okay.
Out.
Yeah, my daughter had that out.
Yeah, that was surgery.
The gas costs extra, but it's worth it.
I'd imagine it is.
And a lot of people don't request it, but they know me.
We used to put push out, Craig. Remember that? He was running around the house sometimes. We had to put him out.
Yeah.
Give the kids more nitrous.
And we'd have him sleep.
I don't think he used nitrous for that.
Well, he just wanted him out of the house.
Whatever.
That's
it was easier for him.
You give him whiskey for that.
Yeah, there was whiskey and chloroform.
I just wanted him to forget what he was seeing.
Oh, we had a couple emails come in yesterday about the hot toddy.
And hearing.
And apparently, you know, back in the day, the hot toddy was used as you would NyQuil.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
And a kid, a guy, I don't have the email in front of me, but he was 8 years old. And
his parents gave him a hot toddy with whiskey in it?
Grandpa gave him a hot toddy when he wasn't feeling well.
And he slept well that night.
Kids are drunk to this day.
I got to find it. He actually worked pretty well. All right.
Yeah, 8 seems young for a nightcap.
It was medicine.
Yeah, I remember rubbing. They used to talk about rubbing whiskey on somebody's gums or something like that, but not
handing them a shot.
Right. A shot of whiskey at 8 is not cool.
Here's your cocktail, kid.
Knock this back. Right. You'll sleep fine.
It's a double, too. You'll be out for a while.
My grandpa wasn't a drinker, but I always had a bottle of whiskey around for hot toddies. Anytime someone was sick, the hot toddy was the cure.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Well, it's got honey and lemon juice, but it's also got whiskey.
He also picked me up from elementary school when I went home sick one day.
With a flask?
Deemed I was now, he was 8 at the time, old enough to have a hot toddy. He made me one. I got quite the buzz on an empty 8-year-old stomach. I was convinced I was cured and demanded we go play outside, but instead he said, yeah, you just lay down on the couch for a few minutes.
You're drunk, kid.
I laid down. All of a sudden, it was dark, and Mom was picking me up and taking me to bed. To this day, I make a hot toddy anytime I'm sick, and if nothing else, it's a great excuse to drink and think about my grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
Poop hole, loophole.
Yeah,
otherwise
I saw
known
that.
As Mike and Phoenix.
Yeah. You listen what anywhere, TNT with Empire.
Loophole?
That's his dad's old name, right? Yeah. I saw that joke. That's
sentimental. I think about Grandpa. Signed, Poophole Loophole.
Oh, please, if you're in the Deadpool and you email us, send us your email. Yeah, send us your names.
Well, you remember the recently there was the pig-to-human heart transplant.
Yeah.
And Vice magazine says that part of that experimental surgery's success is attributed to, quote, the novel use of a solution combining a unique cocktail of hormones and a minute but controversial amount of cocaine.
Yeah.
It was the first time this mixture was used here in the States. It's produced in Sweden by a manufacturer there. Scientists apparently are not entirely sure why the hormone and cocaine recipe works so well at preventing donor hearts from rapidly deteriorating. But they say that when they're not using the solution, they're getting failures within 48 hours. When they started using this and infusing the heart with the solution, the heart became well-preserved and started beating very well. They don't know why.
I also saw a story that said that humans and pigs share a lot of the same DNA.
Now, hold on.
Similar genetics.
Hold on. Yeah. One more thing here. This was a very, very, very small amount of regulated cocaine.
Yeah, share that with everybody.
For the purposes of a life-saving procedure.
You're right.
Cocaine is extremely illegal and problematic.
Right.
What was the first phrase you used to describe the amount of cocaine?
Very small.
Right. No. Earlier, the
like
first,
a fingernail
first
hole.
Term.
Yeah. Controversial amount. Minute. Okay. But right. Controversial.
Back in the day, a controversial amount used to be, well, his line's bigger. he gets the bigger line.
Well, the part I'm this is coming from someone who's never done coke, but it said they were surprised when they added the coke in, the heart started beating real quick.
I know.
I thought that was pretty well documented.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about it preserving the heart.
Yeah.
I just wonder how many other shows have to mention that it was a very, very small amount.
Well, we got to warn our listeners. There's a lot of partiers that listen to the show, and we're trying to help them.
Hi, I got a new heart, a new couple of rails. No, a small amount.
It's medically regulated.
Right.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Do a small amount.
Todd wants people to knock at his door and put him out with chloroform. So we have to warn people once
in a while.
You say
that like it's a bad thing.
That's true, I do.
Chloroform sanity. He's just face down right at the front door.
Well, I'm hoping that, like, when the pharmacies start giving you your mask, free mask.
Yeah.
Which is now.
Yeah.
Oh, that I could get one with chloroform. You got any N95s?
Love that they're just
chloroform?
Starting that.
Put it on pets.
Those might not be the free ones. No. You might have to pay extra for that.
I would.
This pandemic started, what, nearly 2 years ago? Now there's free masks everywhere?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, for
first documented case in Washington State.
But remember,
2 years ago,
it wasn't a mask thing right away. It was a surface thing.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of confusion.
That first summer, nobody wore a mask because nobody told you to wear a mask at all. You just stayed away from people and washed your hands all the freaking time.
Well, the science wasn't as definitive.
Exactly.
Then. They weren't sure.
It was
whether masks did any good.
Ended up being airborne, right.
Yeah. And then they finally determined after studying.
I remember distinctly
looking at it and listening to podcasts, they determined it was airborne.
Yeah.
Those podcasts really helped.
Yeah.
Thank
all
God for
Hy-Vee Emma. Pharmacies in 8 Midwestern states, including Nebraska, Kansas, and Iowa, have free N95 masks available starting today.
I should get one of those just for the next time I fly.
You got to sign up.
Yeah.
You're just going to
I saw them.
They
were Des Moines, they were just standing there at a table at a grocery store handing them out.
Is there like a line
it's
around the block?
It's expected later this week at Walgreens as well.
I'm guessing there won't be because there's a lot of people that hate masks.
And you can't order them off of Amazon if you want to get
some. I know.
Yeah,
I've got some.
I don't have them.
You can just order them.
I'll take free ones.
Yeah, sure.
Cloth ones, but.
But that's not the only avenue. I just want to make sure they're out there.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And the guy that we love to be annoyed by, David Rush. He's the guy in Idaho that sets all the Guinness World Records.
Yeah.
The dumb one-minute world record things.
What did you do this time?
He had a goal, and he has met his goal.
What was the goal?
He broke one world record a week in 2021.
Oh, that's even...
So that was a world record.
I don't know that it was a world record, but
it's a goal.
So what's he doing now? For 3 weeks in?
He's bugging the people around him.
I couldn't read any more than that.
When do you want to get the chugging guy in here?
He's got to get a hold of those people himself, though.
He did. He's done all the legwork.
Okay.
He has done everything he needs to do. He just needs the witnesses.
Does he have any nitrous?
I did not ask.
Is that just the general question now?
Well, if he's coming in. We could just start to ask anybody who's coming in if they have any.
Right. You got any Coke?
Just remember, that's a tall chair to fall off of, Nick.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You might want to hang on to this. Sit on the floor before we do this.
All right.
An appeals court is upholding the conviction of drug cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman.
There's a drug kingpin on Ozark. You don't need to watch the show to know that every time he's on camera, you think somebody's just going to get shot in the head.
Yeah.
It's just, you can't, you cannot, that's what all kinds of those kind of movies are at. When you watch a scene with drug cartel people, you almost have to, like watching a horror movie.
You think it's gonna.
Somebody's gonna get shot.
You always think it's gonna happen, and then it does.
Oh my god! And then I have only four episodes in. I don't want to give anything away.
I'm only two in, and it's two for two.
Right, I have a question then, and this won't spoil anything.
Right.
But there's a shipment that comes in, and a guy's got a little blooper.
I know. I'm always doing there either
to check the purity of the drug, and I don't know what drug. They're shipping off.
That's heroin. It's heroin. Yeah.
Heroin. Okay. Yeah. I think everybody's into heroin.
I didn't know that.
Don't do heroin, kids.
Little bloop thing where you could check the purity of the heroin.
No, you should get that.
Technology, man.
Yeah. Well, they should make those little bloop things to see if your coke has fentanyl in it.
Don't do drugs.
They should.
Don't do drugs.
You should know that.
Yeah.
Now, you can say that all you want, but people are still going to do drugs.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. I know.
So I think a bloop.
I just don't want them to blame it on us.
It's a disclaimer on the show. Right, that's why we use it.
Right. That detects fentanyl would be a good thing.
I think so.
Might save a couple lives.
Right. Not doing drugs.
I'm sure if you take it like to the cops or something, they'll test your coke for fentanyl.
Yeah. Try that.
Yeah, but they would.
Before I snort this, would you test it?
Yeah. Some genius has done that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, it happens.
I'm sure.
Let's call the cops first.
Well, okay, they call the cops when people rip off their weed.
Right, just to be safe.
Yeah,
hey,
same
my
guy.
Buddy took my weed.
Same guy.
Good thinking.
Yeah.
I've seen the other things where cops will advertise that they're like, testing meth for impurities.
Right.
And for the record, I think El Chapo is innocent and should, in case he's podcasting. He was railroaded.
Yeah.
And that bitch set him up.
Yeah. He didn't do any of that.
No question about it.
Yeah.
El Chapo was railroaded, right?
Casey's got the podcast going in his cell.
Yeah. Loving the show.
Wasn't it him who escaped?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, they
escaped a couple times.
Yeah. The army would let him escape.
Not here. When he was imprisoned in Mexico.
Yeah.
They would tunnel him out every week.
Yeah.
And then he'd murder everybody who put him in jail. So, I think he's innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he had a Hogan's Hero situation where he could pretty much come and go as he pleased.
Right, he did.
Yeah. Where is he now? Just hanging out with a Unabomber?
Mm-hmm. No, he's in the U.S. now, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's in jail here now.
They've got him. They've got him locked up.
Colorado.
Yeah, he's in the Supermax.
Was it that there's one Supermax that has like
that's it,
yeah, that's
the
same
all
one.
Those crazy
same
yep.
one.
Yep.
Florence.
Well,
Colorado.
Yeah, what's it crazy? Like really notorious criminals.
All out playing hoops 3-on-3. The Unabomber passing over to El Chapo. El Chapo.
Kaczynski's such a ball hog.
And Chapo's pretty short, but he can handle the ball, man.
He's always throwing it over the fence. I'll go get it.
He's in Colorado. Absolutely. Elton John, he's got the coronavirus.
Does he really? That sucks.
Yeah. Mild symptoms, vaccinated and boosted.
Good. Yeah. Sheep.
So it's not going to kill him.
He's supposed to be around here in March, I think.
And Clapton, did Clapton get a hold of him and say it's
fake?
They're watching you now, Elton? Yeah, he goes, I'm Elton John. Everybody knows where I'm at. I'm Elton John. I can't go anywhere.
Yesterday we talked about the mass psychosis theory that's going around.
We
learned that it is just it's just not a thing.
No,
it's not a thing. No. Professionals say that's not a thing. It does not exist. Yeah. That mass psychosis thing. And so Eric Clapton comes out and said, "Hey, it's mass psychosis."
Yep. Well, anytime you can't question science, it's propaganda. That's what your boy Rogers said. He's stupid.
Right.
Rogers came out yesterday saying he thinks a lot of people hate the Packers because of his anti-vax stance. I said, yes, that's true. I said, we hate it because we just hate the Packers. But he's right. I mean, he was right about that. People, there's a vitriol.
Certainly.
The vitriol towards him was so bad. And in this area, there's a lot of Packer haters. But I see Packer haters all over the country because of him. Mm-hmm. They don't really hate the Packers.
Yeah, but for the record, I hated that guy before.
Well, no, I did too. But this was even worse of a lightning rod.
You hated the helmet before the guy even wore it.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, once I looked at a few conversations from that guy, it was easy to hate. Right. He really is.
I love that stance. Hey, I'm an outspoken douche, and people hate my team.
That's true.
Really, you nailed it.
Yeah, he's used to everybody just kissing his ass all the time.
The only one where
I know sometimes when you make opinions, people disagree.
The only one where I find myself aligning with him is if you read into it. Apparently, the rift between him and his family
stems from him turning
his back on religion.
Oh, okay, oh. Good. Well, good for him.
It was apparently a very religious upbringing, and he got older and went, yeah, I don't think so.
Right.
And they ain't cool with that.
Yeah. Well, that sucks.
Okay, I'm fine with that one.
And Shailene says that the two of them do not agree politically.
Oh, no.
Or sexually.
Right.
Yeah. She likes to be satisfied.
Right, she's probably good.
He thinks he can throw it down.
Right, we know he's not.
Out of Richmond,
I don't know how you live with anybody that you walk in every day and either you or your wife is dumb as hell when it comes to politics. I just don't get it. I don't know how you even do it now in this day and age.
But then you don't know the other is dumb.
Right. I disagree with you politically, and you're bad at sex.
Yeah.
Let's stay together.
He's got money.
Yeah, I guess there's that.
Yeah, she's not poor.
She's not hurt.
Yeah, but he's got more than she does, you know.
But she's still got plenty.
Right. She doesn't need him.
He has a lot more free time with these early playoff exits.
Ouch.
Push, you want him gone, so you have to deal with his crap.
I
saw a lot of Packer fans say, I'm a Packer fan, and I want him gone.
Whatever happens, and I'm fine with whatever happens.
That's nuts.
It is nuts. But they want him gone because they don't want to deal with this crap. By the way, he's not winning for you. Games, not important ones.
There's a solid argument there.
Yeah, and I hate that.
The regular season versus playoffs, there's a big difference.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm huge with Craig on this one. What are you going to find someone better?
No, they're going to play Jordan.
They're going to play Jordan Love eventually. They're going to play Jordan Love. They're going to play him. By the way, it's up to Rodgers. The Packers aren't going to fire him. If he wants to stay, he's going to stay. Yeah, it's not up to the Packers. They're not going to fire him. He'll pick himself out.
No, here's to a long and storied Packer career for Jordan Love. You get out there and be the first non-Hall of Fame quarterback for the Packers in 30 years.
Todd, if he's long and storied, that means he's going to be good. You want to be come in there and suck.
Well, it could be bad stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you suck all the time,
you don't hear that about them.
They get rid of you.
You should wish a Kirk Cousins-type career on him. Just good enough, but never good.
God, they talk about Kirk Cousins and the Steelers for some reason. They get cap space. They're not going to pick him, though. Hopefully not.
Well, no matter who the Packers go with, they want somebody who's going to carry them further into the postseason.
Yeah. And Shailene Woodley likes the free time, right?
She'd probably prefer that he keeps winning, too, because he's not trying to, jam it in.
Right. You want some bad sex?
Hey, who are you talking
about? Guess who's home?
Jam it in.
I'm guessing since they've been together, she spent about 6 days in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she's there that often.
No, I wouldn't be in Green Bay either. All right. Go, Pack, go.
Next year.
Greg Peters a little later on this morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.